Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Gary Moore is our guest. He's the founder of the Financial Seminary, the author of Faithful Finances 101, the author John Templeton. I don't have it in front of me now, but it's one of my favorite books. His book on the thoughts and the lessons of Sir John Templeton. He is he's an investment expert. He's former VP of investing for a major Wall Street firm many years ago. Now he has his own firm. But more importantly, he's a founding member of our Brain Trust. Gary Moore, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, that's my proudest claim to fame there.
So when you tell your mother that last thing about the Brain Trust, then your mother says, "Well, son, it's come to this."
you finally made it, buddy.
No, I don't. I think she said, you know, why don't you get a real job, Gary? Hey, Gary, a lot of people are concerned about the economy right now. The economy is kind of the Main Street economy, I'll put it that way. Not Wall Street so much. I don't care about I'm not worried about Wall Street. But the Main Street economy seems to be kind of flattening out a little bit, getting a little jittery, a little nervous, a little blinky. And so the Fed is rattling their quantitative easing saber a little bit, aren't they, right now?
Yes, they are, Jim.
Tell us what that means.
I had been nervous about the stock market, Jim. I thought we were headed for a deflationary period, and on Friday, I think it was, I read in the Financial Times, you know, Sir John always told us, if you want to know what goes on in America, you should read the European press.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to know what goes on in Europe, you should read the American press, because there's just some things our press is uncomfortable talking about and so on. But I was reading in the Financial Times, and they said that the Fed is increasing the money supply at a 30% annual rate. And I couldn't believe that, but I have gone online this morning and confirmed it. I'm looking at a chart right now that shows the money supply in this country, what we call M1, which is the broadest measure of money, is actually increasing at nearly a 30% rate. And that's much higher, get this, much higher than it was in 2009 after the meltdown.
Wow. So is this quantitative easing 3 that they denied they were going to do?
Well, Jim, I don't understand it, because QE3, you know, would probably be announced and would involve some kind of, well, you know, we have Operation Twist happening, where they're selling short-term treasuries and buying long-term mortgage bonds and treasuries and so on, or at least 10-year treasuries to affect mortgage rates. And but, you know, I didn't know anything was going on, and I haven't heard a word of it from the American press.
There hasn't been much, but you're not the only person today who's been talking about this. And so, you know, there was a big deal back in June about whether quantitative easing was going to be extended. Was it going to be a third round of influx of liquidity into the economy? And you're saying it looks like there is. Tell us what that means for Main Street.
Well, it basically means the Fed, of course, has the ability to put money out into banks.
Yeah.
And can do it through various measures. Typically, banks own treasury bonds. You go in and put your money in a bank. They'll make loans, but if there isn't sufficient loan demand, then they'll go out and buy some treasuries to keep the money employed and try to make, you know, 2% interest or what to stay in business. Well, the Fed can turn around and in essence ship money out and buy those treasuries back from the banks, and that puts even more money in the banks that they need to lend, and therefore it stimulates the
economy.
Does
this help the banks recapitalize at all?
And not necessarily.
It doesn't directly.
No, what recapitalizes banks is one, they can earn money, which none of them are doing, and
right.
Number two is they can go out and raise capital from people like us. Bank of America
right.
could have a stock offering, and not many people want to buy into that today. So there's other ways that they do it. The Fed.
Do you believe that this thing that you think may be happening by the QE3 by the Fed, another round of liquidation in the economy? You think this is good for the economy, and is holding off for another a double dip, or is it just kicking the can down the road?
Well, it's like when people ask me, will ethics cost you money or not? I always say, well, in the short run, they will. In the long run, they'll make you money.
Right. So you subscribe to the kick the can thing. So, folks, you know, it almost sounds like if I were cynical, Gary, which you know I'm not cynical at all, if I were cynical, I'd say this was a political move. 20 Tail, right back with Gary Moore. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.